We'd like to read from the book of Joshua in chapter
1. Verse 1
and 2. Oh yeah, there's one announcement I forgot to make. I believe many of you still remember that we are preaching in the prisons. So they invited us to hear what announcement they had for us. The prison service has got what they call a prison week.
The Zimbabwe Prison Service, vane yavanoti viki rekushanyira ma prison.
This week precedes the prison day, which will be on the 7th of October.
So ndo iri rinoitwa pasati paitwa zuva rinonzi zuva revasungwa musi wa
7
October.
So the week before then the different churches or the different prison fellowships are allowed to go into prison.
Saka pasvondo iroro machechi akasiyana siyana kana vanoti ma fellowship akasiyana siyana anenge achitenderwa kuenda kumajeri.
Not to be arrested or to be imprisoned, but
kwete kuenda savasungwa kana kunovharirwako.
Normally when they ask a group of church people, they limit to 10 people only for that particular session.
Kazhinji kana vachinge vatendera boka rekereke vanongoda vanhu gumi bedzi kuti vauye pasvondo iroro.
But this time they want to open up and encourage as many people as possible.
Asi panguva inoyo vazarura mukana kuti kuuye vanhu vakawanda kudarika gumi bedzi.
And it also depends on what you would want to do in prison. If you want to preach, if you want to just go and sing for an hour, if you want to just talk to the prisoners or whatever kind of presentation you have, it's open.
Saka zvinongoenda nekuti iwe uda kuenda kunoiteiko kana uchida kunoimba awa yese kana kunoparidza kana kungonokurukura nevasungwa zvinenge zvichiendera newe kuti uda kunoitei.
So we want to open up to all our different message churches around the country.
Saka tiri kupa mukana kumakereke edu ese emharidzo munyika yedu muno.
So that they can approach any of the prisons that's close to them.
Kuti vakwanise kuenda pane majeri ari pedyo navo.
For any presentation that they would want to make.
Pane chese chavanenge vachida kunoita ikoko.
Amen. So for us over here, if there's anybody who feels he has got something to do to contribute to our prisoners,
isu kana pane aripo ane chaanofunga kuti anoda kubatsira kana kuita kuvasungwa.
I'm trying to think. Maybe you can see Brother Marunya.
Unokwanisa kuona Brother Marunya.
I didn't tell him in advance, but Brother Marunya, are you hearing me?
Handina ngendava kukumbira asi ndotenda vari kundinzwa.
Anybody who feels like he wants to visit the prisoners.
Kana kana pane aripo ari kunzwa kuti anoda kuenda kujeri kunoshanyira vasungwa.
That includes sisters also.
Izvi zviri kusanganisira nehanzvadzi dzedu.
Because in Chikurubi they've got a female prison.
Nekuti Chikurubi kune jeri remadzimai.
So if there's anybody who feels like they can make a presentation any of the days in the week, you're welcome.
Kana pane ari kunzwa kusundwa kuti ane zvaanoda kuenda kunoita ikoko musvondo iroro unogamuchirwa hako.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
So I want to make sure we put away everything.
Taita kuva nechokwadi kuti zviziviso zvese zvapera.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we ready for service?
Tagadzira here shoko ramwari?
Yes.
Hongu.
Me, I'm ready.
Ini ndagadzirira.
Praise God.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
Amen.
Amen.
So now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying,
Verse 1. Zvino Mozesi muranda waJehovha wakati afa, Jehovha akataura naJoshua mwanakomana waNuni, muranda waMozisi akati,
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel.
Mozesi muranda wangu wafa, zvino simuka iwe uyambuke Jordani urwu, iwe navanhu ava vose, muende kunyika yandinovapa ivo vana vaIsraeri.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
Nzvimbo imwe neimwe ichatsikwa netsoka dzenyu ndakakupai iyo, sezvandakataura naMoses.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast.
Kubva murenje reLebanon iri kusvikira parwizi rukuru irwo rwizi Euphrates, nenyika yose yavaheti kusvikira kugungwa guru kurutivi rwamavirazuva ndiyo nyika yenyu.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Hakuna munhu uchagona kumira pamberi pako mazuva ose eupenyu hwako. Ndichava newe sezvandaiva naMoses. Handingakuregi kana kukusiya.
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Simba utsunge moyo, nokuti uchagarisa vanhu ava nhaka yandakapikira madzibaba avo kuti ndichavapa iyo ive yavo.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Asi usimbe nokutsunga moyo kwazvo, kuti uchenjere kuita murayiro wose wandakarayira Moses muranda wangu. Usatsauka kwauri, kana kurudyi kana kuruboshwe, kuti uve nomufaro pose paunoenda.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Bhuku iyi yomurayiro haifaniri kubva pamuromo wako, asi unofanira kuirangarira masikati nousiku, kuti uchenjere kuita zvose zvakanyorwamo, nokuti nokudaro uchazviwanira mufaro panzira yako nekubata nokuchenjera.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Ko handina kukurayira here? Simba utsunge moyo, usatya kana kuvhunduswa, nekuti Jehovha Mwari wako unewe kose kwaunoenda.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo. Mugare zvenyu pasi.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
I believe you enjoyed the tape we listened to on Friday.
Ndinovimba makaropafadzwa netape ratakateerera musi wechishanu.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to believe that you were attentive throughout.
Ndinovimba kuti makanga muchinyatso kuteereresa kubva pakutanga kusvika richipera.
Amen. We wanted to make sure you know where we get what we are talking about.
Taida kuti muzive kwatinowana zvatinenge tichikuparidzirai.
Because we have only one desire, is to repeat what the prophet said.
Nekuti tine chishuwo chimwe chete chekungodzokorora zvakataurwa nemuprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are busy trying to give sense to what has been spoken already.
Tiri mushishi kushungaira kuti tipe kuti vanhu vanzwisise zvakataurwa nemuprofita.
So that we know the hour and the day that we are living in.
Kuti tikwanise kuziva nguva yatiri kurarama mairi.
This is the voice of the seventh angel.
Iri ndiro izwi remutumwa wechinomwe.
For we are living in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
Nekuti isu tiri kurarama mumazuva ezwi remutumwa wechinomwe.
Those days have not expired yet.
Mazuva aya haana kupera.
We are still in the days.
Tichiri mumazuva aya.
So we want to listen to what he said.
Saka tinoda kunzwa zvinotaurwa nemuprofita.
Amen. Because that's the absolute that God has given to us in this age.
Nekuti zvakataurwa nemuprofita ndo medziso yatakapuwa isu mazuva ano.
So we must always refer to that.
Saka tinofanira kudzokera kwazviri nguva dzose.
in our behavior,
pamazubatiro edu,
in our home life,
mupenyu edu wekumudzimba dzedu,
our church life,
mumazubatiro atinoita kuma church,
and the way we solve our different problems,
magadzisiro atinoita matambudziko edu akasiyana siyana.
The message of the end time has addressed everything.
Maridzo emazuva ano ekuguma aina chayakasiya.
Until there was no stone that was left unturned.
Kusvikira tinokwanisa kuti hapana chakasiyiwa nemharidzo ino.
Everything has been said.
Zvese zvakataurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So we always quote from there.
Tinowanzotora zvakataurwa naBrother Branham.
We don't have our own message.
Isu hatina mharidzo yedu pachedu.
Even though we have got a lot of ideas.
Kunyange tine pfungwa dzedu dzakawanda.
The prophet's idea is better than ours.
Asi pfungwa yemuprofita iri nani kudarika yedu.
Amen.
Amen.
Joshua, when he came after Moses,
Joshua paakauya masure maMoses,
he did not say, "Now I've met an angel. He told me this. He told me that."
Ana kuya kuvana Israel akati ndasangana nengirozi yandiraira kuti ndidai ndozodai.
Amen.
Amen.
But Joshua was always repeating what Moses had spoken.
Asi Joshua basa rake raive rekudzokorora zvainge zvataurwa naMoses.
He was pointing people to the message of Moses.
Ainongedza vana veIsraeri kumharidzo yaMoses.
He was a fulfillment to the message of Moses.
Akanga ari iye kuzadzikiswa kwemharidzo yaMoses.
Amen.
Amen.
And he came to complete the commission.
Akauya kuzopedzisa basa.
And to take the children of Israel across the river Jordan.
Uye kuyambutsa vana veIsraeri mhiri kwerwizi rweJordan.
Not only crossing,
kwete kungoyambuka.
Giving them their own inheritance.
Asi kuvapa nhaka yavo.
Amen.
Amen.
And we believe this is also where we are by the grace of God.
Tinotendawo kuti isu ndopatasvikawo nenyasha dzaMwari.
We must move into the land. Our land is the world.
Tinofanira kupinda munyika yedu, nhaka yedu iyi ndoshoko.
Amen.
Amen.
When we cross over into the word of God,
patino yambuka kupinda mushoko raMwari,
we must get to know our positions.
Tinofanira kuziva nzvimbo dzedu,
and stand right there.
Tomiramo,
and operate within our position.
Toshanda tiri munzvimbo dzedu.
Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet did not come to make another denomination.
Muprofita hana kutumwa kuzotanga rimwe sangano.
He did not come to make another organization.
Havana kuuya kuzovamba rimwe sangano.
Amen. But he has taken people from the different organizations.
Asi vakatotora vanhu kubva masangano akasiyana.
And focus their eyes on the message of today.
Ndobva anangisa meso avo pamharidzo yemazuva ano.
Remember, we're living in the end times.
Rangarirai tiri kurarama mazuva ekuguma.
And the message has come to describe to us how this is the end time.
Uye mharidzo yakauya kwatiri kuzoti tsanangurira kuti tione kuti tiri mumazuva ekupedzisira.
And what we are expected to be doing in the end time.
Uye zvatiri kutarisirwa kunge tichiita mazuva ekuguma.
Amen.
Amen.
When this message came our way,
pakauya mharidzo iyi kwatiri,
the prophet had to show to us.
Muprofita akatitiratidza.
Through history, through prophecy,
nemunhorondo nezviprofita,
that we are in the end time.
Kuti tiri mazuva ekuguma.
Amen.
Amen.
That after Jesus Christ went,
kuti mushure mekunge Jesu vaenda,
he gave the Gentiles a space of church ages, 7 of them.
Vakapa marudzi ekunze kweIsraeri mukana unonzi mazoro manomwe emakereke.
Amen.
Amen.
And he came to identify to us where those 7 church ages were.
Muprofita akaya kuzotiratidza kuti mazera manomwe emakereke aya ndeapi.
And which was the messenger to every age.
Uye nemutumwa kuchizvarwa chega chega.
And it was very clear to us that Ephesus is past.
Zviri pachena kwatiri kuti chizvarwa cheEfeso chakatopfuura.
Smyrna, Pergamos and all, they're all history to us.
Smyrna, Pergamos nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvose zvatonhorondo kwatiri.
Amen. So that we get to realize that we are living in the end time.
Kuti tikwanise kucherechedza kuti tiri mumazuva ekuguma.
This is the idea.
Ndopa nenyaya yacho.
If you do not know and believe that we are living in the end time,
kana iwe usingazive uye usingatende kuti tikurarama mazuva ekuguma,
you are going to relax.
Uchadekara.
And many of the promises of this day are going to go past you.
Nimbiso dzakawanda dzemazuva ano dzichakupfuura.
Amen.
Amen.
He preached to us about the 7 weeks of Daniel. And he went with us through history. Starting from the building of the tabernacle. First tabernacle. All the way through the histories. Until the coming of the Messiah. And the Messiah preached 3.5 years. And he showed to us that the Jews are remaining with half a week. But between that last week, which was cut into two, the first two, 3.5, and the first 3.5, this is where he put the 7 church ages. Amen.
Amen.
So the Gentile church was not given a specific time. It's just 7 church ages. Amen. But the Jews are given specific time.
Asima Juda vanopuwa nguva yakatotarwa.
So the reason why the prophet had to go through the 7 weeks of Daniel.
Chikonzereye muprofita akatotiparidzira 7 weeks of Daniel.
Still is to make sure you realize we're living in the end time.
Ndechekuti iwe ucherechedze kuti urarama mazuva ekupedzisira.
Amen. The first 3.5 is gone and finished his history.
Chikamu chekutanga che 3.5 chakatopfuura yanhorondo.
Christ came and he preached and we've got it all in the Bible for the New Testament.
Christo akauya akaparidza tinazvo mubhaibheri mutestamende itsva.
And the 7 church ages are gone.
Zvino mazera manomwe makereke atopera.
We are at the end.
Tapa magumo.
And he shows to us that we are now expecting Moses and Elijah to come.
Vakatiratidza kuti takutarisira Moses naEria kuti vachiuya.
To call the 144,000 Jews.
Kudana majuda 144,000.
Only after the church is gone.
Mushure mekunge kereke yaenda.
Amen.
Amen.
So this Gentile church must move out of sight.
Kereke yemarudzi inofanira kutanga yabva.
So that Moses and Elijah can come and preach to the Jews.
Kuitira kuti Moses naEria vaizoparidzira majuda.
To fulfill the 3.5 years that's left for the Messiah.
Kuzoparidza ime hafu yewiki iya ya Mesiya yanga yasara.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
So the prophet had to go through all these things.
Saka muprofita akatofanira kutotiratidza zvinhu zvese izvi.
And he had to talk about Israel and the church.
Uye vakatoparidza Israel nekereke.
So that we get to also notice.
Kuti isusu tichirechedze.
The 3 parts of the journey of the children of Israel.
Zvikamu zvitatu zvekufamba kwevana veIsrael.
Israel in Egypt.
Israel iri muEgipita.
Israel in the wilderness.
Israel iri murenje.
And Israel in the promised land.
Israel yava munyika yevimbiso.
And it tells us that there was a shadow.
Uye vakatiudza kuti waiva mumvuri.
Of where we are today.
Ye patiri isu nhasi.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet went through all these things.
Muprofita vakatiratidza zvinhu zvose izvi.
To make sure we realize we're living in the end time.
Kuti isu ticherechedze kuti kurarama mazuva ekupedzisira.
If we still believe we've got another age after us, we're in trouble.
Kana tichiri kutenda kuti tine chimwe chizvarwa chichauya mberi kwedu, tiri padambudziko.
Amen.
Amen.
We are the last generation, the prophet said.
Tisu chizvarwa chekupedzisira ndozvakataurwa nemuprofita.
That must see the coming of the Lord.
Tinofana kuona kuuya kwaIshe.
We are the people.
Tisu vanhu vacho.
That must experience the change of our body.
Vanofana kuwana chiitiko chekushandurwa kwemutumbi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All those promises that were written about the end time, they're written for us. And Paul says, we are the people to whom the ends of the earth have come. And we've got to live a life that is worthy of the requirements of today. Amen.
Amen.
He preached adoption.
Vakaparidza kugadzwa kwemwana.
All the different teachings that we are supposed to know.
Dzidziso dzese dzakasiyana dzatofana kuziva.
To set us in a place.
Kuti gadza pane imwe nzvimbo.
That we know there's justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost and adoption.
Kuti tizive kuti kune kururamiswa, kucheneswa, kubhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene nekugadzwa kwemwana.
And the church in this end time must be adopted.
Kereke mumazuva ane kuguma inofanira kugadzwa.
And when you are adopted, it means you've got a job to do.
Zvino kana wagadzwa iwe zvinoreva kuti une basa rekuita.
It's not just a process of life.
Haasingori matanho aunopfuura nawo muupenyu.
But you have got a commission.
Asi une basa rekutoita iwe.
You've got a job that you are supposed to be doing.
Unotone basa raunofanira kuita.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And The message of the hour is not calling people just to sit in church so that we can make buildings and make sure people are filling up in the churches. You are here for a short time before the takeoff. We are supposed to go. Amen.
Amen.
We're not just bringing people together. But these people must be aware about the lateness of the time. When you realize it's getting late, that will determine the kind of behavior that you must have. And the prophet described this when he preached, flashing red lights of his coming. Alright? He says, when people are at a train station, I'm not sure if this is still happening these days. Okay? But the example is still correct. Amen. You are supposed to be traveling. You are supposed to go. Is that right? But before the train arrives at the station, everybody is busy with different stories, and you go to see this one, you've got to go discuss with this other one. But you're at the station. Amen. And the prophet says you might be having a bag of peanuts. And you're busy eating and breaking and eating. Waiting for the train to come. Amen. But the sign that the train is coming in the dock, you see the red lights. Amen. And those red lights are a sign to you that the train has arrived. And it must blow the sound. And when you see those lights and you hear the blowing of the hooter, it's a sign. Stop your further discussions. It's a sign. Stop with the peanuts. Stop with the arguments. Is that right? Because it's home going. Peanuts is a sign of argument. Is that right? Because there's no way you can eat without really pressing. Pressurizing. You can't get your way until you press through. Amen.
Amen.
Stop arguments. Stop gossip.
Because
it's home going. So with the coming of the message, the arrival of the prophet, it's a sign we're going home. Amen.
Amen.
If you still continue with your things, it's a sign you are not sure, you are convinced. We must be convinced and we must go. Amen.
Amen.
So everything that God wanted us to know, that we're in the end time, has already been given. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet also told us about all the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel coming to interpret that. And all the Gentile kingdoms, they've come and gone. Babylon is underground.
Babylon,
is that right? Middle Persia is underground.
Middle Persia, ya norondo amatongo.
Grecian Empire is underground.
Umambo echi Greeki amatongo.
Why underground?
Seyo amatongo.
You need some archaeologists to dig to find their civilization down there.
Zvaitoda vanonzi ma archaeologists kuti vanochera kuti tizoziva kuti vakangbenge variko vana.
I don't know why this happens, but most of the history is buried.
Andizeutu sezu chidaro asi vanhu vose vakarara makare mararamiro avo ose anofusirwa nevhu.
The Roman Empire is come and gone.
Umambo wechiRoma hwakauya hukaparara.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
And living in the time of the 10 toes.
Tikurara mumazuva eminwe gumi.
The East and the Western Empires.
Umambo hwekumabvazuva nekumavirira.
Living in our day.
Ndo zviri kurarama mazuva edu.
And this is what we are seeing in our histories and our politics today.
Ndoza tiri kuona munhorondo dzedu uye nemune zvimatongerwe enyika edu.
But are you seeing that everything that the prophet told us was pointing to you that you are living in the end time?
Asi muri kuona here kuti zvose zvaitsanangurwa nekutaura nemuprofita zvaive kuti nongedza kuti tiri kurarama mazuva ekuguma.
But unfortunately the spirits that were reigning in them old days are still alive.
Asi chinosuvisa ndechekuti mweya yaitonga mazuva iwayo ichiripo nhasi.
Amen. But we must get out of all those spirits because there's another spirit that God has sent in this day to take us home.
Asi isu tinofanira kudzikinurwa kubva kumweya iyi nekuti kune mwe mweya unofanira kuuya patiri kuti uende nesu kumusha.
We are going home.
Tiri kuenda kumusha.
Have you ever noticed?
Makambozvicherechedza here?
When you are traveling.
Kana uri parwendo.
Amen. There are a lot of things that happen.
Pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoitika.
You got to dissociate yourself with where you are coming from.
Unofanira kutosiya kwawabva.
And associate yourself with the way you are going.
Wototanga kutozvibatanidza nekwawakananga.
Amen. Okay. Brother Tibe just arrived.
Brother Tibe vasvika.
I'll just use him as an example if he doesn't mind. Semeyanzaniso
ndotenda kuti havabatikane nazvo.
He knew he was coming to Zimbabwe, right?
Vanga vachitozati vachafamba kuya kuZimbabwe ndizvoka.
The pastor knew he was going.
Mufundisi wavanga zvati vari kuuya.
The family knew he was going.
Muri yavanga zvati vari kuuya.
This happens to you also, but I'm just taking an example.
Zvinoitika kwauri asi ndirikotora hama isemuenzaniso.
Amen. But he could not get into Zimbabwe without a visa.
Asa vaikwanisa kuya kuno kuZimbabwe vasina kutanga vapuwa visa.
So he had to do all the visa arrangements.
Saka vakatoenda kuembassy kuti vatopuwa visa racho.
And him getting involved.
Ivo kutobatikana nekumhanya-mhanya kwavaita.
Knowing the different requirements for the visa.
Vachiziva zvinodikanwa kuti vave nevisa.
Was a sign that he is going.
Chaive chiratidzo chekuti vari kuenda.
And the family knew this guy is going.
Uye mhuri yavo yaitozati vari kuenda.
And for him to get all these requirements, he was connecting with the office in Zimbabwe, right?
Ivo kuti vazive zvinodikanwa vanga vachibatana nehofisi yekuZimbabwe.
So there's no way you can go unless you connect with the office where into the country where you're going.
Saka iwe hapana maendereo aungaita kana usina kubatana nehofisi yeuko kwauruda kunenda.
Your body is still in this country.
Mutumbi wako uchiri munyika ino iyi.
But your mind has gone.
Asi pfungwa yako yatoenda kare.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Which means you know. He knew the time period he is going to be in Zimbabwe.
Saka ava hama yanga ichinyatsoziva nguva yachange vari muZimbabwe.
If anybody in their country Togo would tell him, brother, I want to meet you, I'd like to have a meeting with you such a time, he would tell you, that time I'm not around.
Kana pane mumwe wekutoga ari kuti hama ndoda kuzokuonai musi wakadai, hama yaitarisa pamazuva achange vasimo, voti handikwanise kukuonai.
I'm not there.
Handipo.
Why?
Say.
His mind has gone.
Pfungwa dzavo dzatoenda.
Everything. All his arrangements.
Urongwa hose nezvese.
And now affected.
Zvatobatikana.
By his journey.
Nekuda kwerwendo urwu.
Is that right?
Ndizvoka.
And he begins to phone.
Vanotanga kufona.
Communicate.
Vanotanga kutaurirana.
With the people in that destination.
Nevanhu vari uko kwavarikuda kuenda.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Those are more discussions and communication still going on in this in the world where he is.
Kunyange kune dzime nhaurirano dzichiri kuitika iko kutogo kwavachiri.
But there is more with the home where he is going.
Asi vane kutaurirana kwakanyanya neve kuZimbabwe neve ku Voice of God kuno.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Time to go.
Yanguva yekuenda.
He must say bye-bye.
Anofanira kuti bye-bye.
To the family, to the church. See you later.
Kumhuri kuchechi. Toonanazve.
His body is moving out from where he is to where his mind has gone to.
Mutumbi wavo uri kubuda kubva kuTogo kuenda kuZimbabwe kwavari kufanira kuuya.
Amen. The moment he steps on the plane.
Panguva yavanongotsika ndege.
He now has less thoughts of where he is coming from and more of where he is going.
Vakufunga zvishoma zvekutogo zvakawanda zvamupungwa mama ndezvekuZimbabwe kwavari kuuya.
Amen.
Amen.
When he sits there, his mind is Zimbabwe. I want to know what it looks like.
Vakagara
mundege. He's had lots of descriptions and everything. His imagination is getting bigger.
Vari kufunga pamusoro peZimbabwe vakamboona mapepa nemu TV pamusoro peZimbabwe pfungwa yavo yeZimbabwe iri kukura.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And all the delays with the changing of flights and everything, they're just frustrating him because he must go.
Kunonoka kwose kwavanoita kumbomara mune imwe nyika votora imwe ndege zviri kungoda kuedza kuvaudza moyo nekuti ivo vari kuda kusvika.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But finally, when he is told that we are on a flight, we are landing in Zimbabwe.
And we're
going to take so many hours. His anxiety gets bigger. Amen.
Amen.
Finally landing. There's more communication with people here than the people back home.
Vakutaura zvakanyanya nevanhu vekuno kudarika vanhu vekutogo.
Maybe a few minutes in the day.
Pamwe maminitsi mashoma pazuva vanombotaura nemhuri.
But the rest of the time Zimbabwe.
Asi nguva yakawanda vari kutaura neve muno muZimbabwe.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking to people that have traveled before.
Ndikutaura nevanhu vakambofamba.
Even if you travel to Bulawayo.
Kunyange ukafamba kuenda kuBulawayo zvimwe chete.
Is that right? Because you need transport to take you there. And your mind is getting filled with where you are going than where you are coming from. When this message came, this is your mode of transport to take you from this world into another world. Is that right? And this message told you, this behavior is not right. This dressing is not right. This kind of language is not right. You begin to quit. Why are you quitting? Because you know there's another country which is where you're going to. And that is better than where you are right now.
Amen.
Amen. Because the first thing is to convince you. Where you are going is better than where you are coming from. You get convicted and off you are going. Is that right? This is it. We must go. We are here because we are convinced we must leave this place. We have made our papers ready. By our decision and by changing of habits and accepting Christ as our Savior and most of all accepting the spirit of home and refusing the spirit of here. Is that true? This is why you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In order for you to get translated. Because the spirit of this world will never change you. The spirit of this world will give you more roots to be fixed and remain here. But the Holy Spirit is the spirit of home. Is that true? And the prophet told us every country has got its own national spirit. Is that right? If you want to enjoy that country, you must have the spirit of that country. And you are never surprised why people are behaving like this. Because you are in the same kind of spirit. Is that right? But the reason why you are not happy with what is going on today in your own country is because you have rejected the spirit of home. You have refused the spirit of your country. Because now you know there is a land. There is another place where I'm supposed to go. And I have accepted that spirit because I am going there. I have despised this one. The life of this one
And the dressing of this one. I like that one that is coming. This is what this message has come to do. To cut a root out. So that you have nothing in this world that is good, that is feeding you. Because the job of the roots is to feed you. And to support you. Is that right? The more the wind comes, the roots go better deep in the ground to make sure you are supported. Is that right? But if them roots are broken, no more support. And you are having nothing to feed this one because the roots are broken.
Amen.
Amen. If the love of this world is in you, the love of Christ is not in you. Roots broken. They're broken already. You are no longer feeding from here. Is that right? Because your roots are upside down. You are now feeding from above. Amen. You are feeding from him. You are no longer supported from here. This is what this message has come to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watch, brother, sister. We don't want to take a lot of time concentrating on what has been happening in history. It's done, it's finished. But we want to concentrate more on where we are right now. And the part of our journey where we are right now. Because we must know where to put our next step. We know about what happened back there. But today, we must know what you must do. Because it's homegoing time. Remember, brother, we are leaving nobody behind. We want to go with our brothers. We want to go with our sisters. We want to go with our children. We want to go with our wives. We want to go with our husbands. We want to go with our uncles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is why there's a power of the token. Amen. That all that you love, we must go with them. If you love them at all, they must go. Is that right? Can you tell your neighbor this morning, I'm going with you. I won't leave you behind. I'm going with you, right? Then do you know what that means? Love is corrective. If your sister is still in gossip, tell her, I told you I'm going with you. What are you still doing in gossip? Leave this for the Hittites. Amen. It's not for the Jews. The Hebrew does not get into gossip. Amen.
Amen.
Because love is corrected. Sister, if your friend is still busy with the boys of this world, tell her, I told you I'm going with you. Leave these gigashites alone. Amen.
Amen.
Give them the correct description. Don't call them this guy. Gigashite.
Nyatsomuudza kuti magigashaya.
Because if you say,
oh, I've got a guy around. You know, you're trying to make him look good. No, he's a
gigashite.
Amen.
Amen.
But the thing is, you are supposed to go. Is that true? We are going home. One of these days. One of these mornings. We are going to have a body change. And the power to change this body, I've already taken it into my heart. Amen.
Amen.
The power is not floating around.
Simba harisi kungotenderera.
But you got it in your heart.
Asi utori naro moyo mako.
If you believe.
Kana
if you believe.
Kana uchitenda.
The power to change you.
Simba rekukushandura iwe.
Is in you already.
Ritori mauri nechekare.
How many of you believe that?
Vangani vanozvitenda.
The power that must change you.
Simba rinofanira kukushandura iwe.
You already have it.
Utori naro nechekare.
Is that true?
Icho kwadikai.
When you put a seed in the ground.
Ukadyara mbeu.
And you water it. Are you coming back to look for each seed and give it a germinating enzyme? There's nothing like that. Amen.
Amen.
Once you plant it and you water it, go home. Is that right?
Amen.
Because the power for that seed to germinate is already inside. Amen.
Amen.
When you held that seed in your hand, you could describe it. You could look at it. But you don't see the power. But the power is locked up on the inside. But if you want to see that the power is in, bury it. Put water in. Amen. Give it the correct time. Not just tomorrow.
So,
you know, each seed has got germinating time, right? Amen. This is the difference. And the time to germinate is different. Is that right? Some seed, the only 2 days. They're all up. Some need 1 week. Some need a whole year. Amen.
Amen.
This is why sometimes you say, but this brother, I've been talking to him for a whole year. He never came. For 2 years, I've been testifying to this man. The shell is so thick. Keep talking.
Ramba uchipupura.
Keep watering.
Ramba uchidiriza.
But one day,
nerimezua.
The shell is going to break.
Chikwande chichatsemuka.
And you're going to see your brother coming up.
Uchaona hama yako ichiuya.
Amen.
Amen.
It's patterns that we find in nature. Is that right?
I pattern dzatinoona dzakasiyana muzisikwa.
And we must use it all the time.
Uye tinofanira kuzishandisa nguva
dzose. I would like to give a quote. Church age. So the church choosing law for grace. That's from our previous quotes, right? Amen. The church choosing law for grace. 1961. On paragraph 58. Amen. Listen to what the prophet is saying here. People try to wonder why visions and great powerful things isn't happening in the church. And greater healings and so forth. God wants to take the church over. And we are back down here in this mount, moving around and round. What kind of a mountain? An organization mountain. Oh, wait a minute, Brother Branham.
Oh, Brother Branham,
you get old. No, I'm not Mount Seir.
Aiwa kwete, Gomorese.
A mount belonged to Esau.
Gomora kangarira Esau.
His great organization.
Sanganorake guru.
And Israel formed himself a mountain.
Israeli yakazvigadzira rayo gomo.
Amen. They were on a mountain too.
Vakangari vari pagomo.
But one day, God said,
rimezuva mari vakati,
leave this mountain.
Ibvai pagomo apa.
Amen. I'm going to take you over yonder in the plains. Ndakukuyambutsai ndokuendesai mumapani. You can't get nothing on these old stony hills here.
Hapana chamunoona pamatombo aya akangooma.
You can't do no good.
Hapana
chakanaka. Get over yonder. Where I can bless you. With milk and honey. And pour in the good things of God in you. And settle you down. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says a lot about Mount Seir. Amen. That is Esau's mountain. Now, Esau was a twin brother to Jacob, is that correct?
Esau anga ari mutwin wa Jacob ndizvoka.
When Jacob went over to Laban,
Jacob paakaenda kuna Laban,
Esau got married over here.
Esau akaroora uko
ake. And he also had many tribes, just like Jacob was having many tribes.
Akavawo nemarudzi akasiyana siyana sezvo zvakaitawo Jacob.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And one of the wives of Esau was the daughter of Ishmael. Do you see the connection? Is that right?
This one.
Jacob was over here in the promises, but this one was hooked up in curses.
Jacob angari kuvimbiso dzamwari asi Esau angari kubatana nezvituko.
And all the Arabs,
ma Arab ose,
are connected with Ishmael and with Esau.
Akabatana na Ishmael na Esau.
Is that right?
This okay.
So when Israel was coming from Egypt,
Israel payaibuda mu Egypt.
Remember, there were now 2 million people.
Rangarai vanga vavanhu 2 million.
Amen. And when they were passing through the deserts,
vari kupfuura nemugwenga,
they also passed through Ishmael's place.
Vakapfuura nepagomora Esau.
Esau's place, which was called Mount Seir.
Rainzi gomore Seir.
Is that right? And Moses was telling them,
Moses,
we are not Esau's people. We are a different people, and we are coming from
Jacob.
And they were actually told, when you are passing through that land, have nothing to do with Mount Seir. You have got your own promises. They also have got their promises. Don't take the promises. Leave them with the promises. You got yours. This is where we've got problems. Even in the message. We want to sing like Pentecostals. We want to preach like Pentecostals. We want to do things the denominational way. Did you hear what he said here? The mount where we are stationed on is called denominational mountain. And that is our problem. We hear the way they sing, we want to sing their song. We see the way they dance in the denominational world, we want to bring it in a message and dance the same. We see the way they're doing their hair out there in the denomination, we want to do the same here too. We are different. We're
going
to come out of that. If the Bible says, come out of here, my people, and don't partake.
He's not talking only about you physically moving away from that denomination and coming around. Their habits leave them. Leave their language. Is that right? Because every behavior is associated with the spirit. Is that true? When you see a person behaving different, it's a sign they've got another spirit. So the spirit that is upon you determines your behavior. Amen. It will show us the source of your inspiration. What must you do? If you left them denomination, why do you want their songs when you left them? Why do you want their dressing when you left them? Why do you want to talk like them when you left them? If they're having their own conventions, denominational conventions, what are you going to do there? If they've got a singing concert, denominational singing concert, what are you going to do there? Wake up! Are you getting what I'm saying? Get out of there. That's not your mountain. That's Esau's mountain. Leave it alone. Amen.
Amen.
He wants you to move. We have got a land where we are supposed to go. We must possess the land. It belongs to you and me. It's been prophesied already.
Hallelujah.
It's waiting for you to occupy. Spoken already. But we are wasting our time loitering on other people's mountains. Leave that place. Amen.
Amen.
They tell you each young girl must have a boyfriend on WhatsApp, Facebook, and all these things. What quote is that? Yeah. What quote is that?
Mubunzo, brother Branham, vakazvitaura mumharidzo ipi?
Are you awake?
Makasvinura here.
Are you getting what I'm talking about? Clean cut. Clean cut decision. That's what Ruth did. Is that right? She had a choice to go back home to her parents and to her gods. Did you read that portion correctly? I don't even understand why Naomi was stressing. Go back to her parents and go back to gods. Is that right? Because your gods control you. But she had to make a clear cut. The prophet says clear cut. Amen.
Amen.
Where you will go, I will go. Your people, my people. Where you die, I will die. Where you are buried, I will be buried. Your God, my God. Is that right? Did you ever make that clear cut decision for yourself? Amen. If at all I'm going to be married, message. Is that right? If I'll find a friend, message. If I'll find anything to bless me, message. Is that right? Clear cut. All the things behind there, I've cut no more connection.
zvese zvekushure ndasiyana nazvo handichadzokere.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here?
Amen.
Amen.
The children of Israel.
Vana veIsraeri.
They went round and round 40 years.
Vakatenderera tenderera kwemakore 40.
Until the denominational spirit had to die.
Kusvikira mweya wechisangano wafa.
A denominational spirit is going nowhere.
Mweya wechisangano hapana kwauri kuenda.
It's just going round.
Uri kungotenderera.
But the message
asi mharidzo
has got a direction.
Ine kwayakananga.
And we are going there.
Uye ndokwatiri kuenda.
Is that right?
Ndizvoka.
Can I drop this?
Regai ndikutaure izvi.
Do you know?
Munoziva here?
That Brother Branham.
Kuti Brother Branham.
His ministry.
Shumiro yavo.
Is what spearheaded the Pentecostal movement.
Ndiyo yakavamba nekutungamira rumutsiro rwePentecost.
In the late 40s.
Kuma 1940s.
His ministry.
Shumiro ya Brother Branham.
Is what spearheaded.
Ndiyo yakatovamba.
And many of the Pentecostal preachers.
Vamwe vaparidzi vakawanda vePentecost.
They came in under his ministry.
Vakatobuda mushumiro ya Brother Branham.
Did you know that?
Maizviziva here?
They all came from his ministry.
Vose vakabva mushumiro ya Brother Branham.
Is that right?
Ndizvoka.
And Brother Branham was moving with a tent.
Brother Branham vaifamba netende.
Is that right?
Ndizvoka.
And he was preaching from this tent to this other tent and to the next one and everything.
Vaiparidza mutende ino voparidza munetende pane imwe nzvimbo vachiparidza munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana.
People were sponsoring that and everything.
Vanhu vachitsigira izvozvo.
And many things were happening.
Zvinhu zvakawanda zvichiitika.
And most of the religious magazines.
Ma magazine akawanda aitaura nezvechinamato.
We're talking about William Branham.
Aitaura pamusoro pa William Branham.
And the miracles in the ministry of William Branham.
Uye zvishamiso mushumiro ya Brother Branham.
That's what all those magazines were picking.
Ndizvo zvaibuda muma magazine ana Voice of Healing.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here?
Yes.
Hongu.
But
asi
God did not want his prophet to remain there.
Mwari wangu asikadini profita avo varambe vari ikoko.
Amen.
Amen.
And you heard him talking.
Makavanzwa vachitaura.
And he said,
vanoti,
if my campaign,
inini kana vhuserere dzangu,
if it doesn't support itself,
kana ikanga yakuti ndakutadza kuzvitsigira,
I'm quitting.
Ndakumira kuparidza.
I'm off the field.
He
was looking for a sign.
Vaitsvagachiratidzo.
Because he knew it's not a ministry that is stationary.
Notwise that haisishumire yanga yakamira.
It's a ministry that is moving.
Ishumire haifambira mberi.
He was looking at a vision.
Vanga vachitarisa chiratidzo.
He was moving from one place to another one.
Vachobva pane imwe nzvimbo vakananga kune imwe nzvimbo.
Not physically.
Kwete panyama.
But in his ministry.
Asi mushumiro yavo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And he preached the message present stage of my ministry. So that we get to realize the man is moving. There was a time when everybody was around him. But he hit a point. When he says, Lord, when you still want me out there, I'll be there. But when my time comes for me to be out of there, I must have a deficit. Is that right? And then when that happened, he knew that is my sign. I can't continue there.
Amen.
Amen. And he started moving alone. The crowds around him decreased.
Vose vanga vakavakomberedza vakasara vashoma.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
So it's like his the people that knew him, his friends and everybody else became few.
Zvakafanana nekuti shamwari dzavo nevanhu vaivaziva vakanga vava vashoma.
It was at that time.
Panguva imwe chete.
He had to make an explanation.
Ndopa vakapatsana nguro.
And he said, present stage of my ministry.
Vakati pasvika shumiro yangu nhasi.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
And he was comparing himself with Paul. He says, Demas has left me.
Hans Demas akandisiya.
Alexander the coppersmith has left me.
Alexander akandisiya.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
He knew.
Vaiziya.
But it doesn't have to take popularity.
Hazvitori mukurumbira.
But you must follow the Lord.
Hatinofanira kuteera Mwari.
And he was moving.
Vakanga vari kufamba.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Because he knew the peaks on his ministry
of the different pools that he was going through. But when he was in that present stage, he says, I know. If I keep holding on, God is going to crown my ministry. He was waiting for that. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, you don't go because people are going. You must look at the Lord. Watch His word. This is your consolation. People rejoice when everybody is around them. That's not right. You must look for the will of the Lord about your life. Not whether people are happy with what you're doing or not. It's not everybody that is going with you. Because going to heaven is an individual affair. Is that right? So, your leader is the word of God. People can never be your leader. Is that true? So, we've got to check on him. And this is what the prophet was doing. Amen.
Amen.
At this point, I believe you all remember that one day when he was driving from Canada to
America,
God told him to stop when they got round the Lima, Montana. Is that right? He says, look east. What do you see?
He
says, mountains. Is that right? He says, how many?
Hans Mangani.
How many tips are you seeing on the mountain? He counted, he said, seven. He says, how many letters are on William?
Marion.
Branham.
Na Branham, na Marion.
He says, seven,
seven, seven.
And the Lord told him, that is your everlasting sign. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, there we are. Praise the Lord. Keep it there. We don't know of any evangelist
or
any other preacher whom God told about an everlasting sign. This mountain was created by God. And at the time of creation, God fixed up that mountain in that order. Before Branham was born. Brother Branham never begged God for the mountain. Before he was born, that mountain was there. When God was creating this world, he fixed up
Sinai
for Moses.
Moses.
And the prophet was preaching in the message of third
Exodus.
And he was talking about Moses on Mount Sinai. And
he
says that too was an everlasting sign. Connected to Moses. And Brother Ram says, I never saw the connection. But Moses' ministry was connected to Sinai. And my ministry is also connected to a mountain.
Amen.
Hey, isn't this wonderful? Praise God. And we see where he was. He says, of the three of the seven peaks, which ones are prominent? Three. Is that right? He says, the first one, the first tip, first pool.
next bigger one, there are smaller ones in between.
Inotevera pakukura.
Second pool.
Ndo inomirira kudonza kwechipiri.
And the last, which is the tallest.
Nongonya yechitatu gomo rakarebesa iro.
He says the third pool.
Hanzi ndo inomirira kudonza kwechitatu.
After the third pool.
Mushure mekudonza kwechitatu.
After the seventh peak.
Taba panongonya yechinomwe.
There is no other peak.
Hapasina ime nongonya.
And Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham Manoti,
from the seventh peak,
kubva panongonya yechi seven,
that mountain range,
runda zauru remakoma aya,
goes to a mount, a division of the mountains,
inobva yaenda panokamurana makomo,
which is called a continental divide,
inonzi panoganurana nyika.
Which means when it goes back like this, it won't rise again. Until it goes to the Pacific. Is that right? There is no other peak after the seventh peak. There is no other message coming after William Branham is gone. Greater than this message. This message is the last one. There is no other message coming. Because this is the one that takes us beyond the continental divide. Nothing else is going to come. After the third pool ministry of William Branham, we're not looking for another one. Is alright? Now, when Brother Branham did the first pool, are you seeing? We're concentrating on the last ministry. We're forgetting about what happened before in Paul and every other time. Because you must know where you are. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
When he did the first pool, which was the hand sign, the rest of the churches, the ministers around, they also wanted to do the hand sign. Amen. So many of them tried it. Is that right? And then Brother Branham moved away according to the instruction of the angel to move on to the second pool, which was discernment. It was already promised when he met the angel in the cave. Is that right? It was already promised. So it was a ministry that he was waiting for. So when that happened, first time, he said he was preaching in Canada, in a town called Regina.
Regina,
Regina, Regina, whatever you want. Then he saw a vision breaking on one woman. And it was showing her as a small girl and what happened before. It surprised him. What is happening? Checked with the woman, she confirmed it's correct. Is that right? That was a sign that it has started. From that time on, all the operations of the discernments, they were all correct. None of them went wrong. Are you getting that? Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it took a long time. 14 years.
14.
On that mountain. Of discernment. When he was supposed to move. On the final part of his ministry. Is alright? Because his call was not to the first pool. His call was not about the second pool. But his call was on the third pool. Amen.
Amen.
He took a long time before he hit that one. Are you still around? Amen.
Amen.
My, we've got a lot to read. And a lot to talk about. okay, you brothers, vision from the Lord, that is the paper I gave you this morning. Okay, we're not reading that, the blue, the green, right? It came to pass while I lay on my bed, his Brother Bram is telling us about his vision, right? He mentioned this in many other books. Amen. But we're just talking straight about the what he reported. He says, this morning about 5 o'clock a.m. this vision appeared to me, but I do not understand at this time. Amen. It seemed to me that I saw myself preaching and that I was standing in the sun. I was preaching to a great congregation, a huge congregation, which was seated in the wooded area where just portions of the sun was coming through. I was rejoicing deep in my heart, all thrilled because of the text that I was preaching from. The subject would have two climaxes. I was laying a background for the first climax, when all of a sudden I noticed that it was getting late. Near the noon hour, and my congregation began to get physically hungry. Amen. Now, you know it's three pulls, right? But he's not putting a lot of emphasis on the first pull. But he's putting emphasis on the second and the third. So the second pull is what he would refer as the first climax. Is that clear? And the third pull is what he refers to as the second climax. Because he has got a hit on both. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
And they seated, getting up, they started getting up and walking out with the intention of returning. But they must have physical food according to their thinking. And some were just getting tired of listening. I noticed to my right side some young married people were laying. I said they were leaving. And I screamed out to them, don't go, for all these wonderful things that I have showed you. You don't know where they have come from or where you can find them. Then that was to be my first climax. I grabbed my Bible and screamed, making the climax. They are found in the Bible. For I am commissioned to preach only the Bible. But the congregation walked on. I looked towards the forest church, and no one was there. Then I turned and I said that was the first climax. But in my heart, I knew that they will be back for the evening service. And all I would have to do would be lay a little background for my morning service. Then I could reach that great climax for the evening service. And my heart was so thrilled as I turned from my forest cathedral. Amen. To wait for the evening service to begin. That's a vision. Is that right? Two climaxes. Second pull and third pull. And we find him standing in between the two. Is that right? Because the first one, he had just finished and they were going. But he said, come back. Is that right? And they would come back for the second climax. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So this is what happened. Amen.
Amen.
And notice, this is about October of 1962. Do you follow the continuity? And the movement of the ministry of the prophet. Where he came from. And where he was going. Amen.
Amen.
He was aware of the movement.
Amen.
And listen to this. 1963 of February. That's when that cloud came. Is that right? But he preached a message. Is this the sign of the end time, sirs? And he was talking about the coming of the angels. Amen. Then, that cloud appeared. Do you remember that? But 1965, he was preaching the message. What is the attraction on the mountain? Do you know what he said there? He says, 3 years ago, that was a prophecy. But today, 65, fulfilled, and it is history. Do you do that for your life also? To know, I've been waiting for this. But it has come, it is gone. But I'm waiting for this. Amen.
Amen.
When the prophet says it's history, he's not saying it's useless. It's an evidence of what God was doing on the mountain. What is attraction on the mountain? He says, God is writing history for you to realize something has happened already. Is that right? So if you realize that the second pull is done and gone, then it meant he was waiting for the third one. Is that right? With the opening of the word of God and the preaching of the seven seals, putting God in plain view, the unveiling of God, that is what this message is all about. The ministry of the prophet. Is that right?
Amen.
Was to the mystery of God. So when he came and he was preaching the mystery, that's the message. That's what he came to do. Is that right? And we must know that. And that is the final pull. Amen. And this is where we are by the grace of God. Allow me just to read a little bit more. Amen. So that we get to realize where we are. Amen.
Amen.
As I was with Moses.
178.
It's right back to the people. If you will believe. The commission was given. That's the original. The signpost has been produced. Now, if you can believe that, if you will believe that God sent me into this world to pray for the sick people, I will be able to pray for the prayer of faith
ndinokwanisa kunamata munamato wekutenda kwauri. That's the only way it can be done. God can never get away from his commission. I have failed him. Amen. I have heard here about 14 years with nothing but straight discernment. Around and around the world. Is that right? Till tens of thousands of times, a million cases, I guess. I ask you one thing. Did it ever fail? No, sir. And if the signpost won't fail, how much more will the commission never fail? If the sign, that's the minor part. If the sign pointing to the city, if it doesn't fail to tell you the city is there, how much more will the city be there when you come? That's the commission. Are you still around? He's telling us of two things: signpost and commission. Is that right?
This way.
And he says the signpost has been correct. Discernments and everything. It was to the dot. How about the commission itself? Do you end up with at the signpost? But you go all the way. Is that right? Until you get to the commission itself. Amen. Brother, sister, the reason why I spoke about Brother Branham being the spearhead of the Pentecostal revival. Because I want you to realize what Brother Branham was doing when he was on the forefront in the spearheading of the Pentecostal revival. The Pentecostals are still doing it today. Do you notice a few years ago Bonke was in this country with a big tent? Bonke.
Do
you know what he was doing? He was trying to repeat what Brother Branham was doing. Is that right? And many of them evangelists who came through this country and different parts of the world, they were trying to repeat what Brother Branham was doing. Is that true? And the scripture which they were showing as what was behind their tent meetings and everything is what Brother Branham was using. Is that right? Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. But were they proving in the tent meeting that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? No, they never did. Amen.
Amen.
But during the time of the prophet, he proved it. Amen. But he was doing what Jesus Christ would have done if he was alive in this generation. Is that true? He would repeat the story about the woman at the well. Is that right? And he said, Jesus told this woman, go and get your husband. And the woman said, I got no husband. He says, yes, you are right. You have had five. The sixth one is with you. And the woman got shocked that this man would know what she is doing in life. That opened up something to her. And she says, we have been told that the Messiah cometh. But when he comes, he's going to do what you're doing.
It
says, I that is standing before you am the very Messiah. And the prophet stopped up and he said, that was Jesus yesterday. What will come into your mind? That was Jesus yesterday. But now he's showing to you what he is doing today. To show he can do it again. He is the same as he was yesterday. And he said, he is the same in every form except for the corporal body. Brother, those are mouthfuls. Amen.
Amen.
To show he was repeating what Jesus was doing there. Is that right? You see what brother sister, if the prophet moved away from what he was doing in the tent meeting to come in the opening of the word, this is where you must be. Don't go back to what he was doing there. We are moving. The cloud is moving. So the Pentecostals remain there. That's where they are still today. Are you awake? I'll ask you a question. I heard that this American evangelist is around. How many of you heard that? Did you hear that? T.D. Jakes is in Zimbabwe, in Harare.
T.D. Jakes ari munomo Harare, Zimbabwe.
He's one that is representing the Pentecostal movement today.
Ndiye ari kumiririra rumutsiriro Pentecost nasi.
In America.
Ku America.
He's a powerful evangelist.
Muparidzi ane mukurumbira.
In America.
Ku America.
But what shocks me?
Asi chinondishamisa.
Many people in the message.
Vanhu vakawanda mumharidzo yedu.
They are glued up on the screen.
Vanogara vari pa TV.
To watch T.D. Jakes preach.
Vachinzwa T.D. Jakes achiparidza.
In Zimbabwe.
MuZimbabwe.
I'm talking about Zimbabweans.
Ndikutaura vanhu vemuno muZimbabwe.
I will not be shocked.
Handizoshamiswa.
To hear that there were some message believers in Harare that went to hear him speak.
Kuti kune vatendere mharidzo vemuno muHarare vakaenda ku stadium kunonzwa T.D. Jakes achiparidza.
Shame on you.
Unonyadzisa.
Shame on you.
Unonyadzisa.
For the third time, shame on you.
Unonyadzisa kechiti.
Shame on you.
Unonyadzisa chaizvo.
You go back to the vomit. When you got a fresh kill around, what's wrong with you? If you want to know who he is, just check the picture. Finish. What do you want to go do there? Does he have anything to tell you? Does he have any new revelation? Does he have the message? Do you know his private life? Let me end right there. Shame on you. Brother, when God has given you the best, there is nothing that can replace this.
Hakuna chinogona kutsivaniswa nemharidzo yatakatendai.
Hey, do you know why?
No, sir, say.
Going round and round the mountain.
Nokutenderera pagomo.
You don't want to go?
Hausi kuda kuenda.
You know what happens when you're going round?
Unoza chii chinoitika kana uchitenderera pagomo?
You hear joyous singing.
Unonzwa joyous ichiimba.
You can't even sleep. But it's a whole bunch of homosexual people were singing for him. And that takes away your sleep. What's wrong with the message believer? Didn't you enjoy what was going on here?
Amen.
Did you not enjoy the singing that was going on here? Joyous. What's wrong with you? That's our vomit. And that is what's making you enjoy. The same spirit that is with the joyous and these Pentecostal singers is the same spirit that is in their preachers.
Amen.
It's a difficult world that we're living in. If you close your eyes, you won't even hear what I'm saying. And tonight you're going to be watching that and enjoy that. We're cutting your roots so that you can be free to go in the rapture. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Amen.
Amen.
We must go. It will do us a lot of good. Amen.
Amen.
So the Pentecostals will tell you. Brother Branham was right.
Brother Branham, vakanaka chaizvo.
At the beginning part of his ministry.
Pavakatanga shumiro yavo.
Do you know what they are referring to?
Rusati varida kusvika papi?
Tent meetings.
Is
that right? That's what they are referring to. But when he left that, when he left it, going to the very core in his ministry, amen? Because that's not the same call they have. Brother Branham was not called to Pentecost.
Brother Branham havana kudanwa kuti vave muparidzi wePentecost.
No.
Kwete.
He was called to the bride.
Vakadanwa kuti vatsvage mwenga.
Pentecost is not the bride.
Pentecost haisiro mwenga.
But they come from the east and west, north and south. And all the different denominations to gather as a bride of Jesus Christ. And he was called to such.
Vakadanirwa mwenga vakadaro.
Is that true?
Amen.
He was called to you. So he must leave them people. Amen. So they will never see any good in what he did. They will tell you, oh, he went wrong at the last part of the ministry. Then we are also lost. Because we received the message that he received. He was preaching. Is that right? But God is so good, we love it. Amen. There's a calling that is upon our lives. Let me finish that call. Amen. Paragraph
118.
Now, my ministry is changing. Already changed. 1960, that's when what he's talking about. There will still be discernment. They will still carry on just as I feel that God wants me to say them. But until then, I will pray and lay hands on the sick as he told me to do and carry out my commission. I've waited a long time for this, but I believe now that we are ready to take the promised land. And just as sure as there will be, there will be some Rahabs waiting. There will be someone waiting that will believe it with all their heart.
anenge akamirira achatenda shumiro itsva iyi nemwoyo wake.
Are you getting what he's saying? As we get into the promised land, it would appear like people, it's so strange until people don't take care. But Rahab is there. Is that right? And people like her. Is that right? Because when you move into the promises of God, there are some predestinated people. Is that right? That will take it up. Praise God. And we're so glad to know some Rahabs are there. Amen.
Amen.
It would appear like we must continue with discernment and praying for the sick. But Brother Bram is saying, I must proceed to the third
pool.
In the message, people are looking for people that discern. Amen. And people that will just be praying for them. And they don't want to have faith for themselves. If you want to look for people that discern, there are plenty. But we know discernment was a sign of the Messiah. And the sign of the Messiah will never go out. It will never go wrong. Ask these brothers that's discerning if they are having that, is everything is correct. That is where our problem is. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, you must have faith for yourself. The prophet says, I will continue with praying for the sick, right? We shall also continue praying for the sick, one for another. Is that right? But our commission, third pole, that is where our calling is. Is that right? But if we forget about the third pole and we go back to second pole, what have you done? It means you've got eyes like a frog. Looking back. No, we must go forward. That is where our inheritance is lying. Can you understand, he says? Everybody understands that? Raise your hand. How many believes that that's absolutely scriptural? That's exactly what he said. This is the commission. These are signposts pointing to the commission. There's a voice behind the sign. If it's just a sign without a voice, it's no good. Amen.
Amen.
But with the prophet, there was a voice behind there. Now, I challenge everybody to tell me, anywhere in the world, to these tapes, wherever they may go, show me one time that he ever failed to tell on the platform. Amen. Or out in any vision or anything. But what was exactly the right thing? Come to pass just as he said. Told every person just exactly what their trouble was. And all about it. And where they come. And all about what they should do. Amen. And every time it said, thus said the Lord, to anything of healing, it happened that way. If you know one, let me know about it.
I will
go to the tape and find out. It's never failed in these 12 long years or 14 years. It's never failed because it can't fail. The sign was given by God.
chiratidzo
ichi chakapuwa namwari
it can't fail
achigone kukundika
amen
amen
is that true brother sister
ndizvo here hama hanzvadzi
I'm just supposed to close but let me go down to 84
184.
Now I've leaned heavy on the signpost myself. Lord, you show me about this before I pray for them. Because I don't know what I might do. How cruel that was. I asked the congregation to forgive me. The congregations of the world. That's listening on this tape. Forgive me. I was wrong. I should have never carried it out like that. Amen. That wasn't the commission at the first place. That was a sign pointing to the commission. I should have prayed for the sick. Everywhere. But going to the commission. Are you getting what he's saying? Now, see, it's right back again into the laps of the people. If you believe that God commissioned this to be done, here it is in the Word. It's just exactly with the Word. The commission that I say. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet is aware about his commission, what he was supposed to be doing. But he said because of the love of the people, he had to spend a long time praying for them. But the commission is still there. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to say, brother, sister, we come here after the prophet is gone. Amen. The prophet did not go with the God who was operating in him. But that same God is still alive and doing what he did. When Moses left, the God of Moses did not also leave. But the same God who was in Moses was the same God with Joshua. Why?
Say,
he says, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Amen. Don't turn to the left or right. Don't let the word get out of your mouth, meditate upon it day and night. That's where we stand also. The same God of William Branham is here. Is that right? And we repeat what he said. Because he prophesied about the promises that the bride is going to get into. And it's time for us to be placed in our promises. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This was 1960 when he was talking about this. But
57,
that's where he got the Bible coming down. Do you remember the vision? Where he pointed from verse 1 of Joshua 1 to 9.
To show,
get ready. You're just about to go. And 60, he's talking about it. 61 in paradox.
61 mana paradox.
He sees the vision of the map of Palestine.
Vanoona chiratidzo chenyika yePalestine.
And he's walking down on the map.
Vari kufamba pa map iyoyo.
And he finds himself going 2/3 of the journey.
Vakazoona vatofamba chikamu chiviri muzvitatu cherwendo.
It means one more to go.
Zvireva kuti vasarirwa nedanho rimwe chete.
Is this how we read it?
Ndoma varengera tinoita here?
Is this how we find it in the message?
Ndozva amawanira tinozviita here mumharidzo.
Yes.
Hongu.
We must see how far. Amen.
Amen.
End of 1962, I'm closing.
Pano pera 1962, ndaku pedza.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen to what he says. Is this the sign of the end, sir? And he's talking about the vision that he saw about the coming of the angel. He says, look then, look. The capstone was not interpreted. Get west. Come back. Or is it this?
kana kuti ndizvo here izvi
is these seven angels
ingirozi huru nomwedzi
in this consolation that came to me
dzakauya muungano uyu kwandiri
and when I meet you at the day of the resurrection, you will see that I lie not. God, my judge. Is it that second climax that I talked about the other day? This is December 62.
December 62.
And he had spoken about the second climax. That is the coming in of the third pool. This is what he's referring as the second climax. Is that right? Is it of something coming forth? For the church? I don't know. I could stay on that a little bit. But I'll move on. Could it be that the mighty thunder or the seventh angel in the constellation, seventh period constellation, the pyramid made in a foam tree on a side, and one on the top, and they dropped from eternity. Could it be? Amen. Is this the mystery of the thunders that will bring back the headstone? You know, the pyramid was never kept. The headstone is yet to come.
62.
Is that right? It's been rejected. Could it be, brethren? Sisters, or is this that third pool that you told me 3 or 4 years ago? The first pool, you remember what happened? I tried to explain it. He says, don't do that. The second pool, he said, don't try. And I pulled. Anyhow, you remember? All of you remember. It's on tape and everything. And then he said, now there is a third pool coming. Don't try to explain it. You see how I approached it tonight? I don't know. But I feel duty bound to my church to say something. You draw your conclusion. Amen.
Amen.
He was a prophet who knew that the natural pyramid in Egypt had no capstone. Is that right? Because the time for the capstone had not come. Even today, the natural one does not have a capstone. If you remember, some years ago, before the year 2000, they were talking about putting the cap on the pyramid. How many of you ever heard about that? Amen. So that the last day of 1999, they will climb up and put a golden capstone. So that the very first morning of 2000, the world must see a golden cap on the pyramid.
Kuti musuwa 1 January 2000, nyika yese yaifana kuona pyramid yanga isina dombo, yaane dombo regoridhe.
They never did it.
Havana kubudirira kuzviita.
It never happened.
Hazvina kumboitika.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's not man-made.
Nekuti hazvina kugadzirwa nemunhu.
It's God who is supposed to do that.
Ndimwari vanofanira kuzviita.
Because it's supposed to be for the church.
Nekuti zvinofanira kunge zvichizvekereke.
It's supposed to be for the individual.
Ndezve munhu dunga munhu.
The cornerstone which the builders rejected.
Dombore pakona rakarambwa nevavaki.
From all these ages, they're pushing it one side.
Mumazera esai vanga vachirisa parutivi.
They did not know its position.
Vanga vasingazvire nzimbo yaro.
But the last day
in this last age, there must be a ministry that realizes the importance of the capstone. And that was his message. His message was a capstone message to make sure the church is kept with deity, his love alone, sitting on the church and making sure that each individual is kept up. He says, kept the pyramids of our lives. True baptism of the Holy Ghost. God himself dwelling in his children. Is this the age? Is this the time? Amen.
Amen.
And the church
Kereke
must never look back again in the first and second pool. But the church must look ahead. Because the prophet, when he came, he did not take us back there. When he left the scene, he left the church on the third pole. And we must continue right
there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand upon our feet. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see where we are? We don't go back. How do you read that message? Are there some little portions that you are just interested in reading? And you tell the people who are in the message. But you do not know where exactly we are. May God grant us grace that we live for him every day of our life. That's why we're still around here. That we have got to make sure every one of us will make it. Amen. We must have the rapturing grace in our hearts. I don't know if you know this other song we used to sing again a long time ago. Rapturing grace. Rapturing faith is the hunger of my soul today. You know the song? Okay. How many of you know that song? Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says singing gives courage. Is that right? And you continue singing about it, you're going to remember that. Praise be the name of the Lord. Is the hunger of my soul today. Amen. To be changed and to be taken away. I don't know if the musicians know that song. Okay. Sing it. Play it like you're supposed to. Amen.
Amen.
Rapturing faith is the hunger of my soul today. Rapturing grace to be changed and taken.
Let's sing everybody now. The dead shall rise, and the Lord be waiting in the sky. We who remain shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Saints, I know it ain't so bad. They are with me, and they don't even know what to do. Rapturing grace, gone to prepare a place. We are winners. Everybody, dead shall rise, and our Lord will be waiting in the sky. Remain shall be changed, and you can sing glory, glory now. Everybody now, you can sing it. To his name, yes, today, today, forever, our Jesus is the same. For the trumpet shall sound, and our Lord will be waiting in the sky, and he will remain. In the twinkling. Sing the chorus, everybody, now. For the trumpet shall sound. Waiting in the skies, and we who remain shall be saved. Oh, and I. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. The Lord is good to us. He gave us the promise of the rapture. Not only the promise, but the word to change us. He put it right inside us. Then you know, one of these days, we're going to be changed. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to see him.
Tichavaona.
We're going to meet him.
Tichasangana nao.
Praise be the name of the Lord. We want to bow our heads for word to pray.
Amen.
Amen. I believe as we get to pray,
tichisika pa kunamata.
You are saying, Lord, I would like to know your program.
Urukuti ishe ndoda kuziva urongwa wenyu.
about my life also. I want to know what I must do. I want to know what is next for me. We want to believe that the Lord, He knows your tomorrow. You do not know your tomorrow. But we believe that Almighty God is able to take care of us. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to ask Brother Mpiwa to commit us to the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.